Today is celebrated as the appearance day, or the anniversary of the appearance day of Srila Narottam Das Thakur, who we know from his writings, his songs, and from the biographies of him. Well, there's one main biography, and then there's more by the same author in Bhakti Ratnaka. If I have, when I think of Narottam Das, the first thing I think of is suffering. You can see the picture of him also. Looks like suffering. His whole life is suffering. He was very happy going to Vrindavan, and then was ordered to leave Vrindavan, and then he was just feeling separation from Vrindavan and feeling separation all his life from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his associates. But that suffering is the highest happiness. Very difficult to understand. It's not possible by doing a psychology course in the university. There must be some kind of psychological condition that where people take pleasure in suffering. It's more taking pleasure in other people's suffering. That's called sadism. Taking pleasure in your own suffering, causing pain to yourself. This is entirely different. Some kind of analogy can be there. When someone loses a loved one in this world, the pain they feel, some kind of analogy. But everything in this world is contaminated by forgetfulness of Krishna, and everything in spiritual existence is completely pure. We can hardly imagine that. Chokudano Diloje, every day we sing this song. Narottam Das gives every line of all his songs full of so much meaning and feeling. Chokudano Diloje, Janme Janme Prabhushe, he sings. What's it like to be blind? Blind from birth. Just completely cut off from so much of experience that others have, which everyone else takes as normal. People around you are talking about so many things which we can have no understanding of. We know it's there, or we can presume it's there, but what does it mean to look grotesque or beautiful? Today is a cloudy day. Well, maybe you could sense it, but what does it mean? The sun is shining brightly today. What does it mean? Just cut off from so many things. You can't enjoy watching dancing. It'd be pretty difficult to do any dancing also. Maybe you could somehow or other. Just cut off from it. And then if you get the gift of eyesight, then you can start to understand that, first of all, and then it takes a little time to get adjusted, and then you can participate in that. So devotees of the caliber of Narottam Das, and there aren't that many who come to this world. They are coming from the other side. When Srila Prabhupada met this, I don't remember his name, some Baron something in Germany. He's from an aristocratic family, and he had taken interest in, I believe it was Zen Buddhism, and he was a big figure, respected figure. Even many Christians were, Christian priests and monks were listening to him. He was interested in self-realization. So he met Srila Prabhupada. He was brought to meet Srila Prabhupada. Von Durkheim, that was his name. And afterwards, he said to Prithu Prabhu, who had invited him and brought him there, in relationship to Srila Prabhupada, he said, "He's through." In other words, he's there. We're talking about it, thinking about it, trying to get there. He's there. He realized that. So, great acharyas, they're there. We are here. They look like they're here, but they're there. They live in the spiritual world. He himself, Narottam Das, says, "Sri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeba Jane Chintamani Tar Hoy Braja Bhume Bash." Whoever knows that this land of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes is none different from Vrindavan, it's completely spiritual, then such a person lives in Vrindavan. So Narottam Das knows very well. He's living in Vrindavan and suffering the transcendental bliss of separation from Vrindavan, because he went to Vrindavan, then he had to come back. Because as he also says, Guru Bhaka Parama Mahatta, the highest importance has to be given to the words of the Guru. So his Guru, of course, his Guru is famous, Lokanath Goswami. He prays so many songs. We sing every day also. Lokanath Lokera Jivan. So originally Narottam Das composed this in relation to Lokanath Goswami. But Jiva Goswami was his teaching guru, shiksha guru, shastra guru. And Jiva Goswami ordered him, "Now you learned everything, now you go. Go back. Go back to Bengal," which he did. On the order of his guru. He had no personal desire to do so. He was very happy in Vrindavan. Shukamoy Vrindavan, he also uses that term, Vrindavan. Full of happiness. He sees Vrindavan we don't see. We can go to Vrindavan, he sees Vrindavan he's described in his songs. A Vrindavan we don't see. Because he's there. He is an embodiment of the prema that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give and came to distribute. That was, even though he came after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Nityananda kept Krishna prem, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prem, he kept it for Narottam Das. So he was inheritor of that, and he distributed it. That is the bliss of Nairasha paramasukham. The highest bliss is disappointment. Very difficult to understand. We can't understand it. It's something simply to be aspired for, to be experienced. It's very different to the suffering of this world. This world is full of suffering. So much suffering. Everyone is trying to be happy and in the meantime causing suffering to others. Often they don't even think. It's almost as if they can't think. Just like we see here, thousands and thousands of people coming to Mayapur. And they're all very devotional. And they all get into it when they come here. They like coming here. They keep on coming. And then they go home and they eat fish. The huge majority of them. They don't think we're causing suffering to others. Even if we tell them, it's as if they can't hear, in many cases. They just can't think that something is wrong there. We shouldn't do it. Or they may make some excuse. The women need to be strong so they can give birth to good, strong children. I heard one young man tell me years ago, I have to be strong enough because I have to get married and have sex. That's a good reason to eat fish, he thought. That justified it. They don't think. In Bengal, famous sadhu, Vivekananda. Vivek, Ananda, you know, means happiness. Vivek means discrimination. But where is that discrimination? Everyone is causing suffering to everyone else. And causing suffering to ourselves, because in a future life we have to suffer. We want to be happy. It's axiomatic that we want to be happy, but we're simply suffering. Why do bad things happen to good people? The perennial question which atheists take to show that there cannot be a God because God wouldn't allow it. What's the answer? There are no good people. That is the answer. But we know many good people. I mean, my grandmother was very good, the one which I knew. She was very good, very loving to me, very kind, and very lovingly fed me meat. She thought it was good. That's part of loving. A series of books that was popular at one time. I saw in more than one temple president's office. Chicken Soup for the Soul. The idea that you, for the soul, you nourish just like a mother gives her children chicken soup. And that's a symptom of loving. So chicken soup for the soul. Lovingly feeding chicken soup. But they don't think that the chicken also had a mother and was a mother, or would have been a mother if you hadn't taken her eggs away. You're causing so much suffering. So this world is full of suffering. And we can't understand why. Well, we should understand why. We cause suffering because we cause suffering to others. Ultimately, it's because we turn away from Krishna. Krishna conscious means love of Krishna. The natural function of every living being is to serve Krishna, love Krishna. But then we turn away from Krishna. Krishna bhuli seji vanadi bahirmukh. Then we don't want Krishna. We turn away from Krishna. Atayiv maya tari deya shongshar duk. And therefore maya gives us suffering. But what is that suffering? It's simply a different manifestation of love. How can suffering be so intense? Because love is so intense. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes to ask us to change our bandwidths. Maybe that's an outdated metaphor. Do the same thing, but do it in the right way. Śrīla Prabhupāda writes in his introduction to the nectar of devotion that the central principle of the Krishna conscious movement is that Krishna is the central object of love. Missing this point, everyone is misplacing their love and simply suffering. Jagannath isn't suffering, he's smiling. Yesterday evening I was talking about Jagannath smiling. One other reason he may be smiling is looking at us and thinking how foolish we are. He's just out of some bemusement. How foolish these people are. How can we all be so stupid? Even we come before Jagannath, and what is our position? Again, Narottam Das sings, Janiya Shuniya Bisha Khainu. Knowingly, we're taking poison. We know, at least some of us are fortunate enough to know what's the right thing, but knowingly, we do the wrong thing. What can be more foolish than that? So Jagannath, he's pleased we've come, but at the same time he's laughing at the absurdity of our position. So Narottam Das is such an acharya who reveals Krishna and leaves his legacy. He also sings that apana bhajana kota na kohibo jota tota. That one of the principles of devotion is not to reveal all your what you're doing, what is your bhajan. I won't reveal it to everyone, but then it's open to everyone. You can get it even on the internet now. It's everywhere. As I was saying last night, that Gaur Kishore Das Prabhu. When he was asked how to get Krishna Prem, he said, that's an easy thing. You just go in Navadvip Bazaar for 4 annas, that's 25 paisa. Nowadays we don't have paisa. There used to be paisa. Some of you may remember arguing with the rickshaw wala over 25 paisa. So he said, you can get in Navadvip Bazaar. You can get 2 booklets, or maybe it's in 1 booklet. One is Prem Bhakti Chandrika, the other is Prarthana. These are collected songs of Narottam Das. There are some others, apparently. That's a point of research. There are others. There are two in our BBT Bengali songbook, which are not in either. Anyway, that's another topic. He says, Prem is very easy. You just get these two. Take these two. There you get Prem. Nityananda kept the Prem for Padmavati, River Padma, to give to Narottam. And Narottam kept that Prem and put it all in his writings. We can get it. It's so rich with his rich feelings for Krishna that we can imbibe some of that also. He's still there. A Vaishnav dies to live. He reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavs die when thou art living still in sound. A Vaishnav dies to live, and living tries to spread the holy name around. So Narottam Das is still very much present in his writings. I won't spread it here and there. That's also there because not everyone's interested. It's just like in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Raja Vidya Raja Guhyam. This is the highest knowledge and the most secret of all secrets. But there are millions of copies of Bhagavad Gita printed. It must be that since printing came to India, it's definitely the most printed book. Far ahead of any other book, thanks to Gita Press Gorakhpur, who printed millions of editions in Hindi. All different. You can get tiny, very tiny, little bigger, bigger. You can get it with Hindi translation, with no translation. You can get it with commentary, you can get it in English. Now they do in all the major languages of India. They've made their... It's called Gita Press. They print other books also, but especially... They've printed literally millions of copies of Bhagavad Gita. So what does it mean? Raja Guhyam. It's the most secret when it's open for everyone, but not everyone can understand it. There's a secret to entering that mystery that has to be opened up. Otherwise, so many people study Gita. I was just hearing the chapter 5, text 6 was read this morning after Mangalarti, saying there are two kinds of sannyasis, Mayavadis and Vaishnavas. I just thought that the Vaishnav sannyasis, the way they understand Bhagavad Gita is completely different to that of the Mayavadis. The whole topic of sannyas, which is a major topic of Bhagavad Gita, the Mayavadis and Vaishnavas, they understand it quite differently. So the Mayavadis don't have entrance into it at all. Now we can get entrance into what Narottam has given, his very powerful words, this very powerful dham, revealed, still being revealed. First of all, Ashish Bhaktivinoda Thakur, but the seal of approval was given by Jagannath Das Babaji. Gauravi Bhava Bhumestvam Nirdeshta Sajjana Priyaha Vaishnava Sarvabhaumasri Jagannath Ayatainava. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur revealed in so many ways. First of all, by establishing Mayapur as the birthplace and showing so many holy places in Navadvipa Dham Mahatmya, writing so many songs, how we can enter Mayapur, how we can enter Mayapur by entering Mayapur, we can go to Vrindavan. And Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj, in contradistinction to so many bogus Babajis, showed what it means to be Sakshat Vairagya Murti, to actually be renounced. That same level of renunciation was shown by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he developed the Dhamma, and then Srila Prabhupada developed it more, and that's going on. So that's open now. So many people are coming. And we're celebrating the Rotan Das Thakur. One thing he showed is that even if circumstantially we cannot go physically to Vrindavan, we can always live in Vrindavan. He showed that. So many things. His contributions to Kirtan. We don't know what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Kirtan style was. We don't have any recordings, that's for sure. But just some decades later, then there are some new styles were made. That, what's that called? Garanhati from Narottam, Reniti from Shamananda, and Manohar Shahi from Srinivasa Acharya. So they made new styles. Now we have new styles also. I'm personally not so keen on new styles with all. Instruments used for hellish music. I'm not so keen. Anyway, that's another topic. There's a great culture here. Those who are coming from overseas to live in Mayapur, from different parts of India to live here. You can learn Bengali, then you can appreciate better Narottam songs, Bhaktivinod songs, Lochan Das songs, Chaitanya Charitamrita. You can interact with the local devotees more. That's my suggestion. All right, I'm going to finish this talk here. Hare Krishna. Planning at what time's the arati here? Schedule 4:15, I think. Arati is here in the afternoon. Anyway, after the arati, then we can sing some kirtans of Narottam Das. Any question? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Maharaj, I don't understand how Vrindavan and Mayapur are non-different.
You can't understand.
They seem very different.
They're different and non-different, just like Gaur is different and non-different from Krishna. They're both the spiritual world. Sri Gaura Mandala Bhumi Jeba Jane Chintamani. Srila Prabhupada translates that as one who knows that this land of West Bengal, the place of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, is Chintamani. But Prabhupada translates it as non-different from Vrindavan. Because both are Chintamani. Both are spiritual world. There are many, many such songs in which the oneness of Navadvip and Vrindavan is there. There's Gaura Braja Jane, Bhed Na Dekhibo. that Gaura Braja Bane Bedna Dekibo. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, not seeing any difference between the people of Vrindavan and of here, or the forests of Vrindavan and here. Something to be accepted and then realized. Like so many things. We accept and then understanding comes. Too much emphasis on trying to understand everything. Then at some point we become mad. Actually, it's mad from the beginning to think we can understand everything. But you can become literally mad by trying to understand everything. Hare Krishna. I'll finish there. Any other question? So, Hare Krishna, Srila Narottam Das Thakur ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
Yeah.